Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Varel Coast to Coast.
All right, Carver High, hour two, as we continue on with this Giants-Vikings debacle. I got to tell you, you're right. He threw it all over the field. He ran it all over the field. They play-actioned all over. They had Statue of Liberty plays. I mean, they looked fantastic. And I mean, every time they touched the ball, they scored. And every time they touched the ball, they had a 75, 80-yard drive, time-consuming drives. And the Vikings could do absolutely nothing but throw to Hockenson. The Giants took Jefferson out of the game. He didn't do a thing in the second half. I mean, not one thing. So Brian Daboll, I will not deny, that's your boy from Buffalo. You know, I won't deny they got Shane, the GM, as well. That's great. To me, and I'm sure the guy's done a great job, but to me, this is all about Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll is an amazing young coach who's done his time as an assistant. At every level, in college, national championships, Alabama, you name it. And then, you know, in the NFL, what he's done, and in Buffalo, I just think that it's his time to shine. He's a great coach, and he's literally, in my opinion, Mike, he's coaching with nothing. I mean, I don't even think they have any talent on the team. Their receiving core is a bunch of guys that work down at the deli. Literally, the guy Hodgkins, he'd never done a thing. He's worthless. And he had a 100-yard game. It's just unbelievable what Dable's done. He's the coach of the year. You and I have said it a million times.
Really proud of the way that Daniel Jones played yesterday in Minnesota as they will now get ready for the Eagles on Saturday night in Philadelphia. Here is Dable, Scotty, on Daniel Jones.
Look, Daniel's, I've said it all year, he's been good for us. He continues to be good for us. And he played a good game. And I think there's a lot of other people that play good games, too, to help him play a good game. He'll be the first to admit it. But as the leader of our football team, you know, I'm proud of him.
What more do you need to say? I mean, the guy, and they didn't like that either. They didn't like that the way he described it, that he was just good. But he was exactly that. He was really good. And we all know he's not great. We all know he's not incredible. But the fact that he's good now is a lot better than he's a hack and we're not going to sign his fifth-year option. We're not going to pick up the fifth-year option. We're going to see how this plays out. That means you suck and we don't want to sign you. And now I think he's forced their hand. I think they have to sign him now. I think Daniel Jones has earned a contract. So has Barkley.
I agree with you. I think that they will both be back. They're both going to get money. We'll talk about them a lot this week since they are going to be in for Philadelphia. Let's go now, Scotty, to the Bills and the Dolphins in Orchard Park yesterday afternoon. Started really well for Buffalo. They had a 17-0 lead right out of the gate in the first quarter. But as much as you're dominating, Scotty, if you're going to hand the ball to the other team time and time again, and they only have to go 20 yards, well, you're going to make it a close game. 34-31, Bills end up winning. Miami did have the ball and a chance at the end, and then it was over on CBS.
Right there, Tyreek Hill in the slot. Rushing four, Thompson has to run away from the pressure. Throws. Incomplete! Broken up by Elam. They were trying to get it to the tight end, Gesicki, and Buffalo takes over on downs.
Look, I think the Dolphins played spectacular football in Orchard Park defensively. I thought they messed with Allen all day. I thought, frankly, it was, you know, the worst game I've ever seen him play. I've never seen that guy melt down like that and throw those picks. And his passes were awful. He was throwing the ball down on the ground, behind guys, at their ankles, over guys by 5 yards. And when you got a guy on the ropes like that, you got to beat him. I know that's your boy, Mike, but he had a bad game. And you got to beat him when you got a guy on the ropes. You got him right where you want him. You got to beat him. And they didn't. And so, once again, Houdini escapes. What do we got here, Houdini? Your boy escapes the water tank, and now he moves on to face the Bengals. And I think the Bengals are a lot better than the Dolphins.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Monday. Sirius XM 159 Sports Byline, good to have you with us. Look, he was awful. There was a couple of the picks. I mean, you had a deflected ball. He got destroyed on a blindside blitz. He still threw for 375, but it doesn't, you know, they outgained him 423 to 212. It just didn't need to be that close. And if you play that way against a better team like they're going to have in their building this week, they are going to go home. If you play that way against Kansas City, if you end up, God forbid, playing them, you're going to go home. I just didn't know why he kept throwing the ball all over the place at some point, Sky. They had a lead. They were running the ball. Singletary and Cook were picking up like 6-7 yards a carry at one point, and he's still firing the ball 50 yards down the field. I just didn't understand what they were doing from a play-calling aspect either at one point. I didn't really know why.
Like, I thought his choices to, you know, drop back in the pocket and then try to squirt out and run wasn't working. He kept trying to run up the middle.
Dolphins had
I think
that.
He's so much better when he rolls out and then he can choose to go wide or cut back in, and he's so effective. And I got to tell you, I just thought it wasn't his day, but he got it done. I'll say this, he still got stones. He was still throwing deep. He was still taking shots.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got to tell you, this Zach Edey kid, Purdue's up 3 with 8 minutes to go. He's got 26 points and 15 rebounds, and there's still 8 minutes to go in the Breslin. This guy is an absolute monster at 7'4". And, I mean, I've seen him blocking shots in this game where he trailed the driver by 3 feet, and he still swatted the shot. He's literally 10 feet tall with his arms up in the air. I will say this, Mike. I had a three-team, same-team parlay. Three-leg, same-teamer on Diggs, over to 78 in the hook. That happened in the first quarter.
Winner.
And I had Josh over 1.5, and I had Diggs anytime, and I didn't get it, but he caught that touchdown in the side of the end zone, and they didn't even review it, and I lost all the money. And it was plus 278.
They didn't – I know. I had a lot going on. I had Knox for first touchdown, which was a winner. I had Cook in there, but I was with you on Diggs. It would have been nice to see him.
I bet on your team. I bet on your team A to Z. I had 40 tickets going.
I know.
and they all broke.
I think we all did. And I think that this is the one thing, and we were just talking about it during the break. Everybody said the Dolphins had no chance. Everybody said this game is a bye for the Bills. Everybody had that. When you play a team for a third time and they know each other that well, nothing is going to be easy, even with some hack playing quarterback. Because the guys on the Bills on the Dolphin defense, they've been getting torn up by Josh Allen for 3 or 4 years now. You know, they're eventually going to get some stuff together and figure it out. And they were doing some things to him yesterday that I personally, and I watch every game, you know, that hadn't seen them do to him before. They went in with some new ways to attack Allen, and it worked. They still gave up 34 points and 400-plus yards to him, but they whacked him a lot, and they got him uncomfortable, and they made him make some mistakes. These games aren't easy in the playoffs. You saw three teams play each other for a third time.
Right.
Seattle hung in for a while. We'll talk about them in a moment. Ravens covered. Dolphins covered. You know, it's just it's
now
it's
you're
going to
see. You're going to see Jacksonville play Kansas City for a second time.
Yes.
The multiple plays against the same team gives you more, it affords you another opportunity to fix what you can watch on film that is fixable. And I think you got to remember, they were down 20 in Arrowhead and lost by 10, 27-17. Yep. Now you can take that game and fix those leaks in the boat. And hopefully, I believe fully that that's going to be a better game than 10 points, in my view. And I think the line was 8.5 when it opened up.
And I think that if the Bucks win tonight and they go to San Francisco again and they got demolished in San Francisco, whatever that was a month ago, I don't think it'll be the same this time. I think that you'll see a different game if Tampa goes back to San Francisco this week if they win this game tonight.
Does that mean you're leaning on them?
I like the Cowboys tonight. I think the Cowboys are going to win. But if the Bucks won, I don't think it's the same as them getting demolished a month ago in Santa Clara. I think that they'll be in the game this week. Let's finish up these ones.
They actually, and this is simple, they have played overall, I'd say about a 4 out of 10. A 4 over the last month of the season. The Buccaneers are, to me, about a 4 out of 10, the way they've been playing football, to be honest with you. And the Cowboys are just flat out deeper and better. They're just a better team. Now, Cowboys, I'm sure the Bucs will win because I said that, but the Dallas Cowboys are better than the Tampa Bay Bucs this year. They should beat them.
I agree with you. No question about it. They're a better football team, and I think they're going to show prove it tonight. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Let me finish these out. Here's Allen. A win is a win is a win is a win is a win. They're going to get ready for Cincinnati, one that everybody's been waiting for on Sunday in Orchard Park. Here's Allen.
1 week seasons, man. That's it. Got to take it 1-0, one game at a time. Thought we did some good things today. I did some bad things today, you know, some stuff to clean up, some things to learn from, but we'll grow from it. It's all that matters is surviving and advancing. It doesn't matter how we win, it's if we win. And proud of our guys for playing the way they did.
Yeah, I won't deny any of that. And, you know, I think the more he plays in these big games, the better he gets for every game. Like, so you can always trust him. Even though he had a bad game, he still got it done. This guy's experience in a short order in the last 3 years has made him he's Jim Kelly, folks. This guy is as good as Jim Kelly. I hate to say it because Jim Kelly's one of my heroes, a Miami Cane, a Hall of Famer, 4 straight Super Bowls. I don't care if they lost. Jim Kelly is one of the greatest players that ever put on a football uniform. In my lifetime, he's top 10 players of all time. And this kid is as good as he is. And that's just all there is to it. That kid right there is headed to Canton. This kid, Josh Allen, there's something different about him. I've never seen a guy take as many shots as him and get up like nothing happened. Like, this guy's like, he's almost like an MMA fighter or something. You can't hurt him.
Yeah, it's true. And look, teams that win the Super Bowl sometimes have games like this. It happens. You sometimes have games where you're a big favorite and you have to fight and get through it one way or the other, and you come out on the other side. It ain't easy every week. And just because he threw the ball to the other team 1,000 times yesterday, that's not, you know, that doesn't mean he's automatically going to turn the ball over 4 times against the Bengals on Sunday. He might come out and look complete and not turn the ball over at all. So it's not a week-to-week correlation, and it's going to be fun. The other game was the Niners beating the Seahawks 41-23. Seahawks hung around for a while, Scotty, but at the end, just too much Niner. I mean, Debo was all over the place. Purdy looked good. I mean, I didn't even think that Purdy had to do much, Scotty, but he like would throw a screen to Debo and he'd go flying 70 yards, and McCaffrey was great. Niners are going to be, of course, a very tough out as we continue to move forward.
That the kid, he ran around like Fran Tarkington in the pocket. I mean, he was literally from sideline to sideline running backwards. He was doing a little Fran Tarkington, a little Mahomes he had in him. He just kept extending the play and then finding his guy. I couldn't believe what I was watching. Now, just stop with all this Tom Brady stuff that he's going to play for the 49ers. Why in God's name would you go get him when you have Trey Lance and you got this kid Purdy? They don't need a 46-year-old Tom Brady. People are just absolutely tripping. That guy's not going to play for the 49ers. I will keel over if they blow off Trey Lance and Josh Purdy for that old man. Honestly, I don't care if he's from there. That's ridiculous. You know what? If he's going to be the quarterback there, they might as well just let his dad do it. He lives right there.
I mean, how could you not love this kid? We'll do Purdy before we go to the break instead of the Debo highlight, and then we'll listen to Tom and Dak at the top of the next hour to get us ready. Here's Purdy, Scotty, on his first NFL playoff experience. Look at him. He's your paper boy.
You know, there was some emotion going into the game. Like, you know, you could just feel it, you know, in the environment with the fans and our teammates. Like, man, this is win or go home. And so, you know, you did feel that. I feel like pregame and whatnot. But once the game started, it was all, hey, it's 11 on 11. I got to do my job. I got to get it to the guys when they're in space and go from there. But, you know, we didn't make it more than what it was. I mean, you could feel it in the first half in terms of, you know, Seattle's playing really good football. You know, it's playoff football. Everyone plays their best football. So I feel like that was just something that we had in the back of our minds too. But overall, it wasn't, you know, oh my gosh, we're in the playoffs. You know, we got to get all tense or anything like that. So we just got to play our game and let everything else fall into place.
Yeah, I don't think he has an idea at all of what he's talking about. He's never been in any playoff game ever. Okay, so just stop. But I know that he's, and I don't think he's ever played in a one and done in college either, because Iowa State sucks. And you know, people talk about Iowa State every year. I hear about Iowa State and basketball and football. No. Shut up. Just shut up. They covered against Kansas though at Fogg Allen Saturday. I'll give you that much about eight. I had a nice little eight piece on the cyclo. Thank you very much. But I don't think he knows what he's talking about. You know, one and done. Like, no. It was not a big deal. It is a big deal, dude. And you have no idea what you're doing, but you're doing it really well.
We'll do the lion's share when we come back, Scotty.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Be hunted. Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, so it's Lion's Share time, brought to you by BetMGM. And don't forget, the Warren Sharp Football Parlay Boost Token. Score a bigger payout if your parlay wins. You got to go to BetMGM.com to find out all the terms and conditions, but you're going to love it. The Warren Sharp Football Parlay Boost. You're good to go, Carver High. I know you got a lot going here, Carver High. Passing, rushing, receiving, and anytime tutties.
Yes, let's do the lion's share here. We'll talk about the props in this game. Later on in the final hour, we'll hear from Brady and Dak, etc., leading up to our final wild card game of the weekend in Tampa at the Pirate Ship tonight, Scotty. Let's start with the passing and Dak Prescott, 246 and a half for Dak tonight, minus 120 to the over. I'm torn on this one because I think the Cowboys, Scotty, honestly, I think they're going to slam the football tonight with Zeke and Tony Pollard.
So if that's the recipe for winning, then I have my druthers whether he's going to go over 246 and a hook. So I'd probably say under.
I do too. I'm on the under for Dak. I don't think that he's going to go over that because I think they're going to have a lot of success on the ground. But even if they have success on the ground, I think we might be able to get this. Over 1.5 passing touchdowns for Dak. I think they do the work between the 20s, but Dak might find a couple of guys inside the kitty cat zone, some passes. I like the over 1.5 for Dak.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think that CeeDee Lamb and Schultz can both have a touchdown catch.
Ooh, just so happens one of those guys we're going to hear from again when we get to the anytime touchdowns that you just mentioned. So that is very good to hear. Brady's number tonight, 277 and a half. Over this number, Scotty, in 9 of the 16 games this year. Of course, he didn't really play in that last game of the season in Atlanta. Minus 110 to the over, minus 120 to the under. I think he goes over because I think they're going to be losing.
Yeah, look, he averages, you know, just around this number in his career in playoff passing yards. And frankly, this year, he would go over this number repetitively. So this number is not undoable. I like the over two. I think he'll have – he's the only thing they got. I mean, I'm also – I got to – and I have not looked at your passing, receiving, all this stuff. I haven't looked at it. So I'm just telling you, I have a piece on Godwin over – I think it's 67 and a hook. I bet it this morning. Yeah. So I think he's going to sling it all day.
Let's get his passing touchdown number up there as well for Brady. Also 1.5 like Dak, minus 145 to the over here, plus 105 to the under.
Yeah, there's no way that I see this guy not throwing two or three touchdown passes tonight. It's just, it's Tom Brady. This is a playoff game. He's throwing three.
Here is the rushing numbers next. I told you I think that the Cowboys run the football. That means an over for me for Zeke. 48.5, minus 115 to the over.
You know, I believe that he'll have a possible – he scored a touchdown in 8 straight games. So I love him to score a touchdown, but I do not love him to have 49 yards. No, I'm under.
Can we get you at least on Pollard at 50.5? Now, remember, Pollard didn't play towards the end of the season, the last couple of games, keeping him fresh for this as he was dealing with some injuries. Up to 51.5 now. It was 50 this morning.
He is the guy that can go over 51 and a hook easily, in my view, in one run. I mean, this guy can break one in one run. Like yesterday, I had Diggs at 78 and a hook. That was done in the first quarter. Two passes, and it was over. So I think Pollard will get that easily. I think Pollard's going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 to 100 yards at least.
Next, Bucs side of things for the rushing. We'll start with Fournette. Both numbers low for these guys. This one's gone up one. 36.5 for Fournette. It was 35.5 this morning. I'm on the under, Scotty. They couldn't run the football all year, and I don't expect him to start tonight.
You know, I don't deny that the guys had a great, run with the Buccaneers and a pretty solid career. But I think he's kind of shot to me. And I don't think he's going to do anything in this football game. This game is not about touchdown Lenny. He's not going to do anything.
I agree. I'm with you. Same thing with Rashad White. He's got the same number as Fournette, 35.5. I'm going downstairs on this one as well, under for me.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball against the Cowboys defense, but I do think Brady's going to be able to throw it.
I agree with you. Let's get to the receiving. CeeDee Lamb for the Cowboys, 73.5 for CeeDee Lamb tonight. Actually down to 71.5 now, down a couple from this morning.
Oh, that's a mistake because it's going to go over. This guy's a badass. You know what he is? He's a big game player. Big game players don't have 71 yards in a playoff game. He big game. He going 100.
Next, Michael Gallup, 36.5 for him. Also down from the morning. It was 37.5, minus 120 to the over.
Yeah, I'm not feeling Gallup having some huge game. Like I said before, for me, now I don't think Gallup's bad, but for me it's Schultz and Lamb all day. Now look, just like the Bengals, they threw to Boyd because no one guards him. I think Gallup, you may be right. Maybe Gallup isn't over 36.5. That's two catches.
I'm really indifferent on Gallup. It's not going to be on my card, especially where it is. I like other things a lot more, including this. We mentioned Pollard with the rushing. I think his receiving number a little low. He can get this on one catch. 21.5 for Pollard out of the backfield. On the receiving, I love this one, Scotty. It's my favorite out of the receiving.
All right, I'll go with you then. I'm not going to doubt you, Mr. Prop. I'll go with you because I don't think they throw to him a lot. But, for me, if you feel it and it's your favorite prop, then I'll go with it. I don't question your prop hitting.
I like it. And I love this one as well. Mike Evans, now 64.5 for Mike. I think that both Buck guys, and we're going to have Godwin as well, Scotty. You had it, 67.5. I think that both Buck guys get over the number tonight.
I think if they want to win this game, they both have to go over that number. I think Godwin and Evans both have to be in the neighborhood of 75 to a bill.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I think that Evans has a big night. I think that Godwin gets over his number. Let's do the anytime tutties. Get guys into the end zone now. You mentioned Zeke has scored in 8 straight games for the Cowboys. We're looking to make it 9 tonight in Tampa. Good number, too. He's been minus money for a lot of this string. Plus $1.15 for him tonight. I love it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put it up on ForellOnTheBench.com because 8 touchdowns in a row in 8 weeks. I'm not getting off of that fast train. That's the money train right there.
Next, it was the money train for the Bucs when they clinched the NFC South against the Panthers in Week 17. Brady to Mike Evans for the hat trick 3 times, plus +140 for him tonight. You see that picture there. He scored against the Cowboys in their Week 1 matchup, the Sunday night game, plus $1.40 for Evans. I'm in.
Yeah, they have to score a touchdown, both of them, if they want to win this game. They can't. What's he going to throw it to a fan? He's got to hit Godwin and Evans for touchdowns. I think that Brate sucks. He's just not, he's not Gronk.
I agree. Dalton Schultz, you wanted him, you got him at plus +260 for Dak to find Dalton Schultz in the paint tonight.
Well, as you know, I love guys that are tall and that climb the ladder. All I got to do is throw it up and let him go get it. He's got great hands. I am all over this bet. I love Schultz to catch a touchdown, and I think he's going to catch 10 passes in the game.
And finally, you know I usually like to go really big ball on one of these anytime touchdowns. We hit this guy on one of the primetime Buck games this year. Might have been either a Monday night game or a Thursday night game. I forget what it was. Cade Otton. We're going back to the well at plus +375 tonight for Brady in the inside the 20. Let's go.
You're probably right because I remember the night you hit it, and I said I'd never heard of him, and you hit the bat. So I'm not going to question you. I'll go with you there. Let's
Cade.
Do it.
Cade Otton, because like you said, Brate sucks now. Cade Otton's the tight end that Brady likes to throw to, so we will get him in the mix. There you go, Scotty. The props, the lion's share, brought to you by BetMGM. Later on, you'll talk to Jason Scott next. At the top of the hour, I'll let you hear from some of the guys from tonight. I have Brady for you. I have Dak for you, and we'll go through the lines for the game one more time. Up to this second, 2.5 for the Cowboys, 45.5 for the total. Sounds like you might like the over in this game too, Scotty. Every game over so far this weekend. It all 5 games over the number so far. Do we get a 6th?
Well, everyone and their brother is betting the under because they think this game's going to be different than the others. It's not. Yeah. There's no stopping either guy. I don't think you can stop Prescott, Lamb, Schultz, and Zeke and Pollard. And I don't think you can stop Tom Brady ever. I think he's going to throw touchdowns. I think he's going to go over 3 bills. I think it's going to be scoring galore. I think it's going to be a wild game tonight. It's going to be wild. Every game this weekend was insanity. And what do you think? This one isn't going to be insanity? They draw this up perfectly, the NFL. It's scripted just like the WWE. This game will be chaotic. Give me the over.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I mean, to tell you, the power this guy Tom Izzo has in the Big Ten. I'm watching this guy just absolutely defacing these refs, just cussing them out every second of this game, the entirety of the game. He's been cussing out the refs, throwing fits, temper tantrums. He's literally halfway on the court having conniptions, and they never tech him up. It's unbelievable to me. If that were Bob Knight, he would have been thrown out 45 minutes ago. This guy gets away with murder with his behavior and his cussing out refs. It's unbelievable. It's 62-61 Purdue with 25 seconds left at the Breslin. It's a great game. Jason Scott is the VP of trading at our great friends, BetMGM. He comes on coast to coast every week to break it all down, what the hizzy's doing. I got to tell you, I know you've seen these stories about this guy, whoever it was, is irrelevant, that bet $1.4 million to win $11,000 and change on that Charger team the other night. What was your reaction to that? Not only the bet, but the, you know, for that kind of money to win 11 grand, but for how it became a viral story and a viral sensation that, you know, I know you guys aren't in the business of, you know, frankly, humiliating your customers. Someone that bets $1 million is a valued customer. I know that there was a lot of talk about how they exposed this guy for making this, you know, idiotic bet or stupid bet. They called it everything. What was your reaction to it and how it was handled?
Yeah, look, it's opposite to the philosophy that I would have. I have no problem. Like, a lot of customers, the bigger customers, actually ask for their bets not to be revealed pregame. We might have put something on that game about that pregame, but once a bet's lost, to belittle or to, you know, someone's already angry. Part of this bookmaking business now, particularly in this big digital business, is a customer service angle. You got to keep your customer happy. Like, you don't want to rub it in their nose that you've won. It's like I never come on here and say we've won a fortune, even if we have, because people don't want to hear stories that the bookmakers won. That's not what they're after. So
right.
I was a little surprised at the angle that DraftKings went. And I thought it lacked a bit of class. And I think it'll cost them. That customer's just as likely to bet elsewhere.
Well, I think he's gonna go to BetMGM. So anyway, let me ask you this question. So the way I've seen you handle it in the past, tell me if I'm wrong. You're willing to say we had $1 million bet on that game, but that's as far as it goes.
Yeah, and look, if we publish get bets after a fact, they've won. You know, if a customer's had a 20 leg parlay and he's turned his $50 into $80,000 or something like that. We ask their permission. If they say yes, we'll put it through our social media.
Wow. I just couldn't believe it. What did you think of that game as far as, I mean, everything, the betting end of it and the game end of it?
Well, the betting end of it was actually the result we needed. When we had the big comeback by the Vikings against the Colts, what was that?
Right.
They came back about the odd points as well. We got well and truly beaten up in play here. No one believed in Trevor. We didn't see a lot of money for the Jags. We needed the Colts beaten, so we were happy. In terms of what I saw, I'm surprised Brandon Staley hasn't been fired. What I read on the internet and that they're probably looking at changing some of the coaches around him. I thought it was some of his decisions were just horrific.
Yeah, I said the same thing on the show today, that I can't even believe it's a Monday afternoon and he's still the coach of the Chargers. I would have fired him Saturday night. You're up 27-0 in a playoff game. You got to win the game. I don't care what anyone says. It's mute. It's absolute. I'm deaf ears. I don't want to hear it. You're up 27-0 on the road in a playoff game. You got to win the game. You lose that game, you score 27 in the first half, and you score 3 in the second half. That alone, can you imagine? Like, Al Davis would have fired him. I mean, I can't believe that guy still got a job.
It might only be one playoff game, but he's done it 2 years in a row. They had that game the last week of the season last year against the Raiders, and I think he went for on his own 24 for fourth down, which cost him a field goal, got the extra time, the Raiders got through. So effectively, 2 years in a row, he's ruined their season. So I would have thought that's enough. They've got enough talent there. Find someone who can utilize that.
What was the fallout from the Bills game for you guys? Because everyone and their brother, let me just start with me. We don't even need to talk about anyone else. Let me just talk about the 35 tickets I ripped up on Sunday with the Bills. I even had a same game, 3-leg parlay with Diggs over 67 and a hook, And then Diggs anytime and Allen 1.5 over. And he caught the touchdown in the side of the end zone, but I didn't think he caught it because I thought he bobbled it. But as a better with a plus 287 ticket, I was like, that's a catch. Even though I knew, I was like, that's not a catch. But I was like, that's a catch. You got to review that. I lost everything. Bills minus 6.5 over 30.5, same team. I lost a teaser with the Bills and Bengals. I had Bills down, Bengals down. I mean, to tell you, I'm surprised my wife's even talking to me. The language, I was exploding all day, exploding.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was hoping for the dream result there at one stage that Thompson might be able to get that final drive, at least get it to overtime and see if they could fluke a win. But look, it was a huge result for us. You mentioned teasers. They killed so many teasers. There was a lot of teasers, 49ers down into Bills down into Bengals down, which would have lost anyway. But at that stage, there was also a lot of money line parlays. They were very well back from the 10.5 down to the 13.5. Actually got 14.5 late. It was an enormous result for us. But it's interesting. We've all been making a lot of excuses for Josh Allen all season, but these turnovers just keep happening. And I'm not sure they can beat the Chiefs and the 49ers or the Eagles, depending on what they want. Unless they tighten up a bit.
Do you think they can beat the Bengals?
Well, I didn't until I watched the Bengals last night. I didn't think they were very good either. But I thought both the O-line and the D-line, I thought the D-line of the Bengals got beaten up pretty badly.
Terrible.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting game. Neither team have gone in there. I mean, we've got the replay of the game that didn't happen from 3 weeks ago, but it'll be a fairly emotional event there, I imagine.
What do you got it at? 4.5?
4.5. We have it 3.5, which is obviously a little short. We've got a 4.5. It might get – I think it's more likely to go the Bills' way than back to the Bengals. That game got to 2.5 in Cincy 3 weeks ago. It was sort of went from 0.5 to 2.5 on the day. Moving from Cincy to Orchard Park, I think it probably gets to 5.5.
So what did the New York dollar do to you with the Giants win? What did the billions of dollars that are bet in New York, and that New York is now king, right? Am I wrong? Is it? It's the king of the revenue. So what did that big blue G-men betting dollar do to you guys?
Yeah, look, it hurt us. But it was an interesting game in that the money the money line was all for the Giants, but the spread was all for the Vikings. So we had a horrible gap in the Vikings winning by 1, 2, or 3. We didn't want to see the Vikings win and not cover was really our worst result. Probably broke even on the game because we lost on the singles, but we knocked out a lot of the parlays, the chalk parlays, the people that sort of tuned in on Sunday and took the three favorites. There was a lot of people doing that. So not a horrible result for us, but we really dodged the big bullet.
What is the number now? Is it 7.5 at the link against the Eagles?
Yeah. Look, I prefer to be taking the plus than I prefer to getting the points than giving them in that game. I don't know what your take is.
I think they're going to win the game. I think they're good enough to beat anyone. And I think they're playing lit football. They're confident. They believe in each other. Their coach is lit. The defense is lit. Their receivers, who are absolutely impaled by the media that they're atrocious. They have no talent. They're hacks. They're milkmen. But I got to tell you, Hodgkins was great. I think they played fantastic. I thought, obviously Jones and Barkley were incredible. The pass, I thought their front four defensively was sickening. Lawrence and I think this guy this kid from Oregon, their draft pick is just unbelievable. Thibodeau's a badass. He's chasing down players, making tackles. I think they can actually beat the Eagles. I think the Eagles, with him injured, is the door's open. I think that he's, the last game he played, he was tentative. He didn't want to get hit. He didn't want to run it. If he doesn't want to be who he is, I think the Giants can take advantage of that. And I got to tell you, I think it's going to be crazy. What did you do with the Ravens? Before that game kicked off, God is my witness, I yelled, the Ravens are going to win. They're going to cover the 8 because everything else has happened to me today. The Ravens are going to win this game. Sure enough, they should have.
Yeah, oh, they should. I think the best team certainly lost without any shadow of a doubt. I thought they coming out of that second half, the Bengals scored on that first drive, got the touchdown. But after that, the last quarter and a half, they were dreadful. Couldn't move the ball. They got the 99 and a half yard take back, run back when it looked like the score. Yeah, I thought they were really probably the most disappointing of all of the winners this week. So it'll be interesting to see that plays. In terms of the book for us, look, it was a really strong result.
What is the public doing on this game tonight, and what are you doing?
We're seeing the money came 4.5 down to 2.5 early in the week for the Bucks, probably on the back of the very public Brady 8-0 against the Cowboys, which as far as I'm concerned is 2-0. The fact that he beat them in 2006 and 2007 really doesn't mean much to me. But he has beaten them in the week one, both of the last two seasons. It's got to mean something. Home. In the end, you are what your record says you are. They won 8 games and they're probably lucky. I can count 3 off the top of my head. They were very lucky to win. I have a feeling the public are going to be on the right side of this tonight. I think the Cowboys will win.
Yeah, I'm with you. I really am. Who's the betting favorite for the Super Bowl now? I was looking at exactas in Vegas over the weekend of some of those matchups. Who do you think it's going to be? What do you guys like?
Look, well, I don't like them, but the money, I don't want to see them win. But we've been inundated in the last 3 weeks for the 49ers. We've probably seen more money for the 49ers last week than the other 13 teams put together in futures bets. You know, the kid came out again and he shows patience. He looks like he knows what he's doing, Purdy. So we've got a big number against the 49ers. But we've actually got a big number in our favour for the Chiefs. They've been short all year. We haven't tried to dodge them, but we've taken a lot of bets for them. They're the most bet team, but they're also our biggest winner. So we're with the Chiefs and we don't want the 49ers. Bills are the only other really small loser for us. So our book's not in a bad spot.
So how'd you like this one I had yesterday? I hit Michigan -4.5 against Northwestern at Chrysler. I hit Rutgers by a hook over Ohio State at the rack. I threw in Quinnipiac -6 against Mount St. Mary's. They won by 7. And then to finish the night off, I had the Sac Kings -7, and they got it done at the Spurs, blew them out. Hit all 4 at a basketball yesterday. How do you like them apples, baby?
If you can't win on the football, you've got to find another way. You're a very versatile man, Scotty. You're going to love it.
That's my guy right there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for Today in Carver High History.
It certainly is. Let's start in 1960. Gordie Howe with a goal and an assist passes Rocket Richard as the NHL's all-time leading scorer. 1966. Chicago is granted an NBA franchise, which, of course, would be called the Bulls. 1970. Kurt Flood files a civil lawsuit challenging baseball's reverse clause. 1972. The Cowboys beat the Dolphins in Super Bowl VI. At Tulane Stadium, Roger Staubach, your MVP. Here we go.
The Dallas Cowboys, within now only 5 seconds of the championship of the National Football League, winner of the Vince Lombardi Trophy, and the man they say is unemotional, Tom Landry, the only coach the Cowboys have ever had. Tom Landry, a most happy man, is carried off the field by his players.
What is happening there? What is happening there?
The most happy man. 81, boxer Leon Spinks gets mugged. His assailants even took his gold teeth, Scotty. They mugged Leon Spinks. 82, Oilers rookie goalie Grant Fuhr gets his 23-game unbeaten streak. Comes to an end, 7-1, they lost the Leafs. 88, the NFL's St. Louis Cardinals announced they are moving to Phoenix. That's right, now they're the Arizona Cardinals. 2019, Steph Curry becomes the first player in NBA history to hit 8 three-pointers in three consecutive games. 2019 also, Harden first player to score 55-plus in back-to-back NBA games since Wilt in 62. 2020, newly appointed Mets manager Carlos Beltran mutually agrees to part ways with the team due to his role in the Astros sign-stealing scandal. And 1 year ago today, Novak Djokovic is deported by the Australian government before playing in the Australian Open. He's there this year, Scotty, and I'm sure he's upset and is probably going to win. So there you go.
And I don't care, but I did hit the Curry over 27 and a half already.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.